B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline, we love him, covers the Eagles, does such a great job. I'm sure he's like, wow, Ben Simmons, he's a sportsman, Jeff. Yes, he is. Follow the covers the Eagles for the Inquirer and Inquirer.com. Follow him on Twitter, and you got to know him, Jeff McClain. Jeffrey, good morning.
Good morning, Anthony.
Do you like cold meat?
Cold meat? You mean like lunch meat?
No, so Andrew just took out cold ground turkey meat that he used for tacos and is eating it. You know when it's got that rancid, that nasty cold meat smell, ground meat, leftovers? He's eating it right out of the fridge.
Yeah, there's about 1,000 other things I could imagine or wanting to eat rather than that, so
yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's just nasty.
If you want to come here instead of the press conference today, I'll share some with you, Jeff.
So,
maybe.
I don't know. Is the happiest man in Philadelphia Nick Sirianni? Is he going to send Ben Simmons a pizza?
It was funny. Jonathan Gannon did his news conference yesterday, and he came out, and the first thing he said was, I just noticed that, or saw on the TV that Ben Simmons got suspended, and I was hoping I'd come out here and all the media corps would have went over to the Sixers practice, but alas, no, there were still plenty of us still there for him.
Dude, you brought up Gannon. What? I hated that defense. Oh, God. I mean, what? How come he's not more aggressive?
You know what? So I think there's a couple things, and it is, I mean, it is funny that Jeffrey and Howie went along with it, just because in this town, like, you know, Jim Schwartz, for instance, wasn't aggressive enough, even though his defense was
right credible.
Training, he didn't blitz enough to people's liking here, but it was an aggressive defense. I mean, he played almost always had an extra safety in the box. He had,
yeah,
he allowed guys to press. You know, Gannon is almost the antithesis of that, and I think some of that had to do with the opponents that they faced in the first. Four, I guess, of the first six teams that they faced, you're facing in three of them elite quarterbacks and good offenses. And I think, as you'll see here over the next few weeks, that maybe there'll be a little more aggression. And he even admitted that there needs to be a little more of a blend after they self-scouted during this mini-buy. But, no, I mean, these are tenets of his system. You know, he said a few weeks ago that he doesn't have a scheme, and he kind of followed up a week later and said, no, I mean, clearly I have a system. And his system is, yes, he wants to limit explosive plays. He wants to bend without there being much breakage. He wants to force.
Yeah, he's marrying Campbell. There was a guy in his town that used to run that same defense, and they used to call him the Swamp Fox.
That is correct. Yeah, I mean, that is a lot of what John will continue to do. I do feel like against certain quarterbacks that they'll face over these next few months, he'll be a little more aggressive. But, you know, this is pretty much what he wants his team to be, and you know, I think patience here is going to be pretty short, at least in terms of the fan base, because they just like to see a certain type of defense.
Yeah, I got to tell you, right? Like, first of all, I don't know why you would have the idea that you would have the idea of playing against Brady, knowing what Brady can do. You got to pressure him. It's like it's the only thing that could possibly work against him. Like they. Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about it. His hand was bothering him. You did him a solid. I mean, all they wanted to do was get out, like, safely and move on with the W.
You still there?
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't have as much problem with their game plan as I did with, you know, I mean, the scheme. Because, again, there is no perfect defense out there. My problem was that he did very little to disguise what coverages they were in pre-snap, and that just gave it away to Tom so many times. And then a lot of it was just, you know, execution. I do feel like Jonathan doesn't have personnel that he needs to run this defense, and a lot of that, and I just wrote a story about it, falls on the linebackers. It's like you could have gotten away with, and they have before, gotten away with not investing in that position. But with this scheme, you're playing the safety so deep, you're playing the corners off. you're asking these linebackers who are now going to be out there for more than they did on the Jim, because Jim, you know, Jim by the end had dime defense, six defensive backs out there for about 20% of the time.
Yep.
You're asking linebackers to cover a lot more space than they previously had to do, and you just don't have that type of personnel.
No.
And I can't understand what all they did in the offseason. I mean, Jonathan had to look at the defense, look at the linebackers, and say, we don't have it. And all they, how he did was add Wilson. And I think also, too, when you play back, you're allowing teams to take the quick stuff, and then you're negating what you have in terms of the pass rush. Like, the Eagles want their, you know, their strength is supposed to be their defensive line. Well, now you're not playing into those strengths, I feel. So I think there's a congruency between John's team and the personnel that they have now. And then maybe, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think he's got the personnel to run it either. I don't like his scheme. I don't like his philosophy. It just doesn't jive with me as, and again, that's just taste, right? Like, that's vanilla or chocolate, right? I'm not saying it's not going to, it can't be effective, but I don't believe, and I look at, like, you got Slay. I mean, you see what Slay can do when you put him man, when you back him off, man. It's not, there's nothing, you don't generate enough turnovers. I hate it. I'm so jealous of the Steelers. I just am. They have an identity, and I was watching Sunday night, and they're talking, you know, they have Minka Fitzpatrick talking to Polamalu, Najee Harris talking to Franco Harris. You know, it's just a culture. And we went away from, you know, the soul of this town was an attacking defense, right? Forget Buddy Ryan. Jim Johnson was a great defensive coordinator.
Right. You know, Sean McDermott ran that team and still does up in Buffalo.
Spags,
I think Jim Schwartz, I think people are now are kind of, you know, reassessing Jim, I hope, because I think Jim was a solid defensive coordinator. I don't think he was, you know, a genius. But he was good. And you bring up a good point with Slay. I mean, Slay's the fifth highest paid cornerback in the NFL in terms of, you know, average salary. And this guy is a man, press man guy, right?
Yes.
And you're not allowing him to do that. In fact, him and Slay are the, you know, in terms of starting cornerbacks, they play the least amount of man defense out of any starting pair in the NFL. I mean, that just to me is you're not playing to the strength of your personnel.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
And didn't he say, I don't know, it was either him or Sirianni, and I remember thinking, oh, all right, I like that, where he said he's going to play to his team strength and to what the opponent was going to do. Like, he was not going to be stubborn and just play his scheme. I'm thinking, if you know the personnel and you look at Slay, what are you doing, dude?
And it's not just there, it's up front too. So you're running
the three,
and you're asking guys the two gap as five tech, or, you know, four eye tech is what they call them. And Ryan Kerrigan, Teron Jackson, you know, Brandon Grant before he got injured, although Brandon can do it because he's just so versatile. But the other guys, and you got Sweat doing it now, these guys are not four tech down linemen.
Nope.
You know, like, sure, they can eat up blockers, whatever it is, but they're not going to make plays off the block.
No.
So to me, I just don't understand why he's forcing that.
Yeah, I don't know. We're talking to Jeff McClain, Comcast Business Hotline. So let me ask you this: offensively, where does he go? Where does Sirianni go from here? Like, you look at this thing. We talked about the run game. He got away from Gainwell. It finally worked a little bit. I thought Tampa softened his defense up a little bit in the second half. They had some success with Miles. What do they do against the Raiders?
I really think that you're going to see some more of Miles Sanders in traditional runs. Okay. I think that they've looked at the zone read game, and you know, Nick admitted last week that, you know, not admitted, I mean, like he confirmed, I mean, not confirmed, we know this. I mean, he's never worked with a quarterback in a zone read system. Shane Steichen just said yesterday that, you know, they did a little bit with Herbert, but not much. This is something that these guys have not done. Yes, there are people in staff who have worked in the zone read. Jeff Stoutland certainly knows what he's doing in that regard. But I just don't, I get a sense that these guys just don't wholeheartedly believe in it. And then, meanwhile, in the terms of the passing game, they still are running the Phil Rivers stuff. So you have this dichotomy, and it's really playing, I think, not helping Jalen Hurts at all.
No.
And defenses are totally keen in. There's you know, they know the zone replays are coming. They know how to defend them. They'll just do it a few times. They'll scrape an extra defender over the unblocked edge rusher that Jalen's reading, and that just throws them off. They shut it down a few times, and all of a sudden they're behind in the game, and they start passing the ball more. So I think we're going to see probably a little more Miles on these traditional runs early. And because again, look, the Raiders, in fact, probably play about as much zone as the Eagles. So they try and actually they play that little bit of that Gannon scheme. So I think you'll see them run the ball a little earlier this next game. Of course, I think I said that a few weeks ago, and maybe a few weeks before that.
I know, we keep thinking. Will we see more Jalen under center?
Yeah, again, I think you'll probably see a little more of that. Again, they're trying to play to what he's comfortable doing, and that's not something he did much of in college. It's something he's done, but, you know, he just can't become predictable. And
well, that's my point. He's like, he's got to throw from under center, because otherwise, you know, you're going to – you're going to run it every time. It's a tell. You can't do it.
Yep. I mean, that, you know, brings in the play-action game. Again, you don't have to establish the run, quote-unquote, for the play-action game to work. You have to just run the play-action. And that's, you know, that's been debunked, that theory. But you have to utilize the play-action from under center. And they have not done that very much.
So where are you at with them? With this whole, with this season, with Jalen... You know, we talk about it being a clinical study, right? Like, we knew that this was going to be a slog, but you hope they get some answers for the future, right? And the future is bright with draft capital and, you know, salary cap capital. Where do you stand now when it comes to the quarterback, the coach, and really the DC?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not a hot take guy. You know, like, I'm not going to say, oh, Nick's done. He's not a good
No, of course not, but... I don't like that either.
No, and I know you're not that way either. My point being that, you know, it's too early. It's just too early. Have the first six games gone the way the Eagles would have liked and what fans? No, I mean, there's obviously reasons to be concerned about both the head coach, the quarterback, and including in there as well, Jonathan Gannon. There are reasons to be concerned. That being said, I don't think this is a great roster, so you have to factor that in as well. Howie Roseman's done a poor job over the last three years in building this roster. So those guys aren't exactly working with great talent in certain positions. So that's part of the equation. And then again, you face three elite quarterbacks in these first, three of these first six games. So I think things will get a little easier here. That being said, the Raiders aren't going to roll over. The Lions are probably looking at the Eagles as their best chance to win a game. Then you have Herbert, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, I think, right now. And then you have the Broncos and the Saints. So you have some tough games before it gets easy with the Giants and the Jets and the Redskins. So I don't know how easy it's going to get during this next five game span. But as I mentioned, I just feel like this is a kind of exploratory process, and I've touched on this many times. I just don't know if Jalen's the quarterback for Nick or if Nick's the coach for Jalen Hurts. And I don't think that should necessarily take away from either. You think a good coach should be able to find some way to win with what you would think would be a serviceable quarterback. So I question Nick in that regard. And the same with Jalen. Jalen should be able to execute better than he has. But it's early here, and I'm not ready to kind of start making these bold.
It's more of where you lean in more than some sweeping pronouncement.
I definitely have questions about both. But look, Nick's not going. They're not going to. Never. But they're not going to fire Nick. I think what's more likely to happen if Jalen continues to struggle is that, just going to see another quarterback next year, and then we'll get that. That's when we'll get a better idea whether Nick can win with whoever it may be.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you. Well, my man, enjoy the relative quiet with everybody on the Simmons watch. All right.
Well, Eagles are still. I'm hoping they're still selling papers.
Of course they are. Make sure you buy the paper and read Jeff McClain. He's the best. We love him. Thank you, brother.
All right, Anthony.
See you, buddy. Yeah, of course.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.